Yes, it is Hump Day, Wednesday, May the 23rd. This is The Flip Side, your host Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. Well, he may not be the reserve chairman, but he sure can affect the markets. Alan Greenspan, once again, came out today and said he had worries about upcoming economic data, which deflated a rally in the Dow. Dow at one point was up over 13,600. Then Alan Greenspan made a statement. Dow closed down 14 points, ended the day at 13,525, pretty much a 100-point reversal. NASDAQ off 10 points at 2,577. In the metals complex, needless to say, Alan Greenspan's statements weakened the dollar. Gold up $3.20 at $662.50. Silver up 14 cents at $13.07. Platinum up $13 at $1,306. Palladium up $5 at $3.79. Crude oil off by a nickel, closed the day at $65.72, and as we mentioned, dollar weaker today, not by much, off 9 basis points. U.S. dollar index closing at 82.22. We still have a few 1984 $10 commemoratives available for $350, and today we also have some uncirculated Morgan dollars. These are 1921 Morgan dollars. A roll, in other words, 20 uncirculated Morgan dollars today will run you $396 for a roll of 20. So if any of those interest you, and by the way, there's a very good article on republictradinggroup.com by Bob Moriarty entitled, Is It Time to Buy? To save you reading through the article, his answer, of course, not only is it the time to buy, but he says it's actually a time to back up the truck. Well, you make the call. Our toll-free number, 800-691-7898. We are on a pledge drive. Anyway, stay tuned, my friends. Coming up, Chuck Colson. Straight 8 minutes.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesandMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. We are waiting to hook up with Chuck Carlson. Before we speak with Chuck, just a little heads up here. Tomorrow morning, 9:30, it doesn't say whether this is East Coast time or Central time or whatever time, but this is usually broadcast either on live on C-SPAN if there's no congressional business, but they usually cover live events held at the press club in Washington, D.C. And tomorrow, and you can find this link on republictradinggroup.net. At 9:30 a.m. Thursday, I guess this is East Coast time. Well, it can't be East Coast. Well, I don't know. You'll just have to figure it out for yourself. tomorrow morning at the press club, Ron Paul, together with former CIA analyst who worked in the Bin Laden unit, will educate Rudy about the true cause that led up to 9/11. The meeting will be conducted at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. According to this press release I got, and let's give them credit who sent it out, it was from a website called freecentury.com. It will give an enormous amount of credibility to the Ron Paul campaign and the aluminum foil hat-wearing Michelle Malkin, Sean Hannity, and the neocons will be eating crow for their slander of Ron Paul. Those neocon pundits need to be fired. It's time we all point out how Rudy Giuliani has profited from 9/11 more than anyone else with his books and his speeches. He's a fraud, he's a traitor, and his policies make us all the more dangerous. So this should be interesting tomorrow. And if it's not, and C-SPAN's very good on this. If they don't show it live, it will be replayed. And whenever it is replayed, I will obviously post said information on the website. His CIA analyst buddy that he's going to be with recently wrote a book. And I've forgotten the name of the book, and it's just because, as I've said before, senility is set in. So mark that on your calendar tomorrow morning. Joining us online from Straight Gate Ministries, always a great pleasure to welcome to Republic Broadcasting Network, Chuck Carlson. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you, Robbie. Happy to be on with you.
Oh, my pleasure. Let me give out the website for Straight Gate Ministries. It's WHTT.org. And I'm getting some feedback in my headphones, so hopefully someone can sort that out.
Okay.
There you go. Well, Chuck, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm well, thank you. I just came back from Colorado. We had did a vigil at one of John Hagee's meetings, and that was over the weekend.
Now, just to set things up for folks, and by the way, we had a lot of people who wanted to call in last week, and whatever reason, because yours truly was yakking far too much. For those of you who have a question for Mr. Carlson, you can give us a call at 1-800-69 I always give out my number. Call in number is 800-313-9443. Before you tell us what you did, explain to the folks your philosophy of going around and conducting these vigils and the reasons why you conduct these vigils at various Christian churches around the country.
Well, yes, we've been to some 55 organized vigils that we know about, and we know our members have done a lot more that they just haven't bothered to report to us. Since we started almost 4 years ago, before the first bomb fell in Iraq the second time around. And what we decided was that the attitude of the churches that we identified as Judeo-Christian churches at that time, and since they've become referred to more popularly as Christian Zionist churches, but we still like to use the term Judeo-Christian because we think that says a lot. And we decided that these churches were not doing anything to prevent the bombing of Iraq or any other bombing. And furthermore, they were supporting everything the State of Israel did in Palestine, which we saw as very vicious. And we really felt that the support of George W. Bush, support of other politicians who were war makers, led us to believe that nothing was really going to change until this segment of churches, this strange group of churches that proclaimed themselves as to be followers of Christ, who said, "Blessed are the peacemakers," and yet they saw no problem with bombing anybody who they thought was a threat to the State of Israel. So we started doing vigils to visit these churches and try to talk to the members inside. Obviously, we couldn't get inside to talk to them, so we set up vigils outside, and we essentially talked to them through signs and handout literature, and we talked to those who would come out and talk to us. And we also do quite a bit on the Internet. Jerry Falwell was just buried yesterday, I think. We did two vigils at his establishment, one in Lynchburg, Virginia, at his church where he was just buried, and at his funeral, and the other one at his university, Liberty University. And those were a couple of years ago. So that's the basis of what we've done, and we've found that others are starting to follow our example. In Denver, we found that other groups had actually been to the same church we were at, and coincidentally with our being, two different groups were actually scheduled to show up there, and one did. And So we think this is actually starting to be something other people are noticing and are picking up on it.
When you talk to the people that come out of these churches and come and ask you why you're demonstrating because they can't make sense of the signs there.
Yes.
Well, they can't because they're in denial. They go, what do these people do? What is the normal reaction you get? I mean, what do they say to you? Are they hostile? Are they inquisitive? Do they ask logical questions or is it irrational?
We get it all. And it's a fantastic learning experience, and I would guess that we've learned better how to deal with evangelical Christians, with Christian Zionists or whatever you want to call these people. We probably learn more about that than anybody we know. We're sort of the psychiatrists of the Christian right. We've dealt with every emotion you can imagine. We've been threatened. We've had police called. We've had fists shaken at us. We've been intimidated. And then we've had people that absolutely love us for being there and stop and wonder why they're there and actually suggest to us, I can't honestly tell you why I'm in this place because they don't believe at all what I believe and I don't believe at all what they believe and I don't quite know why I'm here. And, of course, those are the people that we're there for. So we've had it all and we're now starting to try to write about it. We're actually trying to write letters, make programs for people who are trying to deal with this problem of having a Judeo-Christian wife. And this is no joke. There are people listening to you right now whose wife is fanatical Judeo-Christian and the guy can't talk to her, or vice versa. The wife is logically thinking and she can't understand why the husband or the kids or dad think the way they do, because this is a disease of the mind. It really is a psychotic disease almost, that has been seeded throughout Christianity to the point where now 24% of the American people have this disease of Judeo-Christianity. And I hesitate sort of to call it a disease, but I had it, and I know you can get over it, so it must be a disease.
Well, it's an interesting way to put it.
Yeah.
What happens when they confront you with biblical scriptures that they have followed for so many years that and they will quote chapter and verse to you that the Jews are God's chosen people and it's a reason why we support Israel?
Well, we kind of developed little techniques for dealing with that, and they are basically, the technique is simply to make people explain to you what they mean. And then when we actually put them in a position where they need to explain to us what they mean, they normally don't and can't. And that is really why we say this is such a false religion, is because the people that have it can't explain it.
We'll
get back to that.
Hang on a sec, Charles. We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, web address WHTT.org. If you have any questions, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky, apropos song for today. Calling number is 800-313-9443. We're talking with Charles Carlson for Straight Gate Ministries. Let me share with you and get you to comment on this, talking about Judeo-Christians. This is out of the Vatican City. Diplomats from Israel and the Vatican have resumed talks in Rome over disputed church properties and taxes in Israel after a five-year silence. After crafting a treaty in 93, the two countries established formal diplomatic ties a year later. But long-standing disagreements remained over the Roman Catholic Church's tax-exempt status in Israel. While Israel wants the church to pay taxes on churches, shrines, monasteries, and cemeteries, the Vatican claims that their tax-exempt status was defined centuries before Israel became a country in 1948. I just bring this to your attention because I find it rather interesting that Israel is denying to Christians their tax-exempt status. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we had to take away Israelis, a Jewish tax-exempt status in the United States? There'd be riots in the streets.
Yes, indeed there would. And it's also interesting that the Vatican, haven't read the story, but it's interesting that the Vatican says that their rights predate the State of Israel. So who granted them these rights?
By centuries.
By centuries. So, I mean, who is it that has the preeminence if the Israelis don't to grant the status?
Well, just an interesting little sidebar there.
Maybe the Catholic Church got their rights from Father Abraham. I'm being flipped.
Far too deep for me here.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get back to obviously these vigils that you hold, and in large part, these are churches that are organizing, and I guess it's spreading around the country. I guess it's a weekly thing, this night of honor to Israel.
Yes, John Hagee. John Hagee, who, by the way, salaries himself at over $1,200,000 a year.
Well, that's
from
a tough
his
job.
Church in San Antonio, is conducting these vigils, Night to Honor Israel, and he's done many of them. We've been to two so far, and we have several more planned, and we plan to be in San Antonio at some time in the near future. But he's raising money for Israel, but more than that, they're raising support for Israel. They're building a base for the idea that Israel is right and that the Arab nations are wrong, and that Israel and that Israel's statement and desires to see Iran bombed are reasonable, and that Christians should support the bombing of Iran. Hagee has made and does continue to make statements to the effect that that disengagement, that no Christian can stand for disengagement. He's speaking about ending engagement or occupation in Iraq. And he said no Christian can stand for that. So he makes these overwhelmingly powerful statements that are in Israel's interest and in no one else's. And so at these nights to honor Israel, these Christian churches are adorned with Israeli flags everywhere. The one we went to in Arvada, Colorado, named Faith Bible Chapel, is a very famous, very large mega church in suburban Denver, north suburban Denver. And I don't know how many Israeli flags were on the parking lots and around the church and all over, at least as many as there were American flags, maybe more. And there were Israelis there. There were guests from the local Jewish community there. We recognized the mayor of the local community and so on. Some of our people there happened to know some of the people who were there and identified them. And it's a grand affair promoting whatever Israel wants. And Israel does want continued war in the Middle East. And some people would ask us why we are concerned about Iraq. Well, and what does Israel have to do with Iraq? Well, of course, Saddam Hussein was one of Israel's adversaries in the Middle East. He helped the Palestinians all the time in a significant way. He was a supporter of the Palestinians' rights. And, of course, then so Iraq was on the target list of the State of Israel. And how much of our reason for going to Iraq is basically to support the State of Israel is conjecture, but it had something to do with it, and the Christian right has a big part in supporting that. You're talking about churches that now claim to have, according to the Pew polls, 24% of the total American population, which takes them up over 70 million. That's a lot of people. And these evangelical churches called Judeo-Christian churches vote very much in a block. They're amazingly continuity in the way they vote.
We are speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. We'll take another short break and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. Robbie Noel with you on the flip side. Our guest this hour is Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Web address, whtt.org. We have a caller online, Charles. We have Tom in Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Robbie. Good evening, Mr. Carlson.
Good evening.
I have to admit to you that I've been cured of the disease also, but it took me until age 50 to get over it, and I began on that journey when I was like age 20. And you also described, my wife absolutely knows that I'm a kook now. I just wanted to put that comment in there. But the question I have, the likes of an ilk of John Hagee, Pat Robertson, do these people really believe what they are preaching, in your opinion? And that includes the rest of them, too. Do they really believe this, or are they deceiving for money? And I'll hang up, and I thank you both
very
much.
Tom, don't hang up. I want to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Let Charles answer your question, then I'll come back. So stay on the line.
I thought about this myself many times. I think some absolutely know what they're doing, and some don't. Some are capable of self-deception, but this is the nature of man, that we can self-deceive ourselves when we see the doors opening and people marching in. We have a way of somehow thinking that we are the great fountain of truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a big part of it with some of these people who seem to be maniacs, and who you cannot imagine how they could possibly believe what they say. And I think you'll agree with me, sir, that when you look back on what evangelicals believe, I think most of us who were in the dispensational camp, we spent our time there, did it for other reasons other than believing everything there. We did it because it was a family place. it seemed like a good place for the family. And we just accepted a lot of things because it worked and it was fun. And it was good entertainment, and all of those things fit into it. So I think that the deception goes both ways, and that's why we don't give up hope for people in the churches. And God bless you. That we're there for the people like you who recognize it is a sort of a disease. And
it took me a long time.
Yeah,
it took me from age 20, and I was nearly 50 years old, and I heard this stuff, and all of a sudden, wham! One day it hit me right, like somebody hit me in the face with a frying pan. That, you know, they're lying, and this stuff that they're saying about the Zionists is true. And you know, it took me a long time. But I learned, and now my wife knows that I'm a certified lunatic.
So you have the problem if you're married to an evangelical wife.
Well, not only that, she was also formerly Amish.
Okay.
And here in Lancaster County, these people here, the church here, the most of them are evangelical, and they're very loving until you disagree with them on one theological point, and then all hell breaks loose, if you excuse the expression.
Yeah.
And okay, I thank you very much for your time, sir. And I think
let me ask you a question, because I'd be interested. What was the epiphany for you? I mean, I've said this on the air. I was unaware of the Scofield Reference Bible until relatively recently, where it obviously connected the dots for me. But what connected the dots for you? What was the moment?
Well, I hope you're not offended by me saying this.
No.
But the person who put me on the path of it, and I don't believe he was a Christian, was the late Dr. William Pierce. And I checked his essays, and I researched what I could, and I could find nothing wrong with what he said.
Exactly.
And I showed a couple of his essays. He has one entitled Church on Churchgoers and the Feminization of America and the Promise Keepers. And I showed these, I printed these essays out off the computer and handed them to the local Baptist minister, and I thought he was going to kill me. And I said, well, what's your opinion? And he just hung his head and shook it like, like I really had gone astray, and that's not it. But they don't see it. But William Pierce was the first. Now I am a Christian, but I am not a dispensationalist. And also, I went to Lancaster Bible College for about a semester and a half, and that's all that they teach out there. And these people, like I said, they're very nice to you until you disagree with them on one thing, such as Zionism, and it's over. Then you're an enemy. And I had a friend, and he wasn't really a friend. He was just an acquaintance. I gave him some of these essays, and he told my wife that he just absolutely did not even want to talk to me anymore because of that. But by the way, Robbie, I think I heard you on WWCR years ago.
Yep. Absolutely.
When I was listening to you on WWCR, I was totally blind.
Uh-oh. we all were at some point.
Well, I mean physically blind. I was in an airplane crash, and I was burned pretty severely, and mistakes in the hospital, what you were talking about the other night, 80%, well, they missed the antibiotics for me for 28 days, and I developed staph infection in both eyes. Fortunately, I did get sight back in one eye, and it was an Arab doctor who did the corneal transplant, and I'm very thankful for that. But I thank you, gentlemen, for your time. Is there anything else that you want to know about these people up here, Robbie?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thank you, Tom.
It sounds like we need some vigils up there. If you have some big mega churches, maybe we can get something together and come up and try to have a little influence on the really big people. And it's a very typical story.
When you question, obviously, what a lot of people hold dear, and we went into this last week, is obviously their reason to believe in Israel is all based on the rapture, and that the sooner that Israel implodes, the sooner the rapture will come. I mean, this makes no logical sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to a lot of people, because at the vigil we were just at, the police told us that scheduled there had been a group of Messianic Jews who objected to John Hagee because he doesn't try to convert Jews to Christianity. He simply says that they're good enough the way they are, and they don't need to be Christians. And this is his compromise with Judaism, I guess, and kind of proves to me that he does not believe what he says. But these Messianic Jews are very serious about converting Jews to Christianity. That's about all the people that they usually work on is they go to synagogues. So they were angry at John Hagee and had scheduled a demonstration to come to his church and demonstrate against his activities, because they didn't think they were being fair to Jews. They were anxious to condemn them to eternal damnation and hellfire. So that was their argument. They didn't happen to show up, so we didn't get to talk to them.
Why isn't there a stronger Jewish movement to counteract this Jewish Zionist philosophy?
I think there are. We're starting to hear. We're hearing from a number of Jewish people who are contacting us. One of them wants to do a vigil in San Antonio, Texas, at John Hagee's church, and I'm sure we're going to do it. He's very serious about it. He says he's Jewish, but he does not believe in Zionism, and he despises Zionism, and he thinks Hagee is the worst Zionist on the face of the earth. So he's really anxious to do that. So we've had several Jewish converts to Christianity who've contacted us and are very interested in what we're doing, because they see. They see the falsehood of it, having gone through this themselves. But the problem is, we're not converting enough Christians. We need more Christians who will stand up. And at our vigil in Colorado, we had some fine families, and we had one family of Muslims who came, and we were very helpful answering questions when people wanted to know what it was like to live in Palestine. So we're starting to get a little cooperation from Muslim families too.
While we're on the question of Palestinians, you want to comment on obviously what you think about what's going on in Lebanon as we speak? Who are these factions? Do you know anything?
Just in general, and my friends, I have a lot of friends who are Lebanese and Palestinian, and they all say the same thing. They say that Israel is active politically within these countries. The U.S. is active politically within these countries. People like Yasser Arafat have been supported by the U.S. They basically kept him in power, made sure that he remained in power when this is, of course, in so-called Palestine. His replacement, Abbas, he's considered to be favored by the Israelis. So they basically want to control the opposition. They want to control the leadership of the opposition. They funnel money in. They make sure that they don't want to see an uprising of people against the government they're supporting. So they object to Hamas in Lebanon. The same story. They work politically to keep someone in that they can handle. And so these civil wars result when people become too hungry, and you see them actually having revolts. And so my own feeling is that that's what's going on in both places. It's the same thing that's going on in Iraq, where we've appointed the government of Iraq. They're our choice. They actually live in the green zone. We picked primarily from one religious group that was anathema to the other religious group. There was hostility there. This caused more hostility. And then we defend that group, and so pretty soon you have civil war between the two groups. Anybody who knew, who wanted peace, of course, would put together some kind of a coalition government, finding people from all groups who could get along, and then make them go out and govern among the people. But in Iraq, the government operates behind the green zone. They're not even among the people that supposedly elect them. they're protected within the U.S. compound. So obviously they're going to be hated, and anybody who's associated with them is going to be hated, and then civil war is the result.
They always refer to this area where the fighting broke out in Lebanon as a refugee area of Lebanon. Have you personally been to this area, and what is it?
No, I haven't, but there are many Palestinians living in Lebanon who are driven out of Palestine. They're Arabs. They were driven out from 1948 to 1967, and they simply ended up going into the surrounding countries, and there are about 2 million of them. Syria has 700,000 or something like that. Many in Lebanon, 500,000 or so. These people basically live, they're a problem to the countries. They live in camps under very difficult circumstances. They're basically second-class citizens in these other countries that really can't assimilate them. And, you know, refugees are never popular in the surrounding countries. They're always an economic problem. They're a burden. And so so these, of course, become very radical. These people are radical. They say things like, we don't like being refugees. We don't like being driven from our homes. They say radical things, like you might say if your home was taken away from you and you had to live as a refugee in a tent in some,
sure.
In
not,
some foreign
not,
country.
But, and not being able to work. I don't understand that. They are barred from working in Lebanon. Then how are they supposed to exist? Subsistence from the United Nations food program?
That's kind of right. And when you go into all these refugee camps in Gaza and places like that, you find subsistence programs being conducted by the UN. And without that, these people wouldn't be able to stay. There are no jobs for them. So you actually have constant UN programs to take care of the refugees that we have allowed Israel to drive out of their homes.
You know, there are reports out there that this latest flare-up of trouble in Lebanon was orchestrated by the U.S. State Department under the guise of one Elliot Abrams, the number two at the U.S. State Department, a noted Zionist and strong supporter of Israel.
Well, all of that's totally logical, and there's no reason to really expect it to be any other way, Robbie. And if you have trouble like that, it's probably because someone has agitated it.
It's
because,
amazing.
Of course, Hamas in Palestine clearly won the election, and yet Abbas had stayed in power as the president, and that was because the U.S. put so much pressure on Hamas, and Israel put so much pressure on them, that Hamas compromised and allowed the guy who was defeated to stay in power. But under their system, of course, they have a right to elect their own premier or prime minister. And so Mahmoud Abbas is there by compromise and by force. It's very logical that this is just a continued operation to create turmoil.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at a website as we speak, the Christians United for Israel, and they have a logo which says, "For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent," quoting from Isaiah, and also they're pushing. I guess they're having this huge summit in Washington D.C. on July 16th through the 19th.
Mm-hmm. What that is a campaign to teach people how to lobby. They're essentially there to lobby our Congress, our government, in the support of Israel. And they want to lobby them to make sure that they never are forced to pull down the wall, that they continue to get the billions of aid that we give them every year. And nobody puts any pressure on them not to continue to bomb the Palestinians.
Amazing. I think we have a call. Now, I could be wrong because it just popped up on my screen here. Do we have Annette in West Virginia?
Yes, we do. Good evening, gentlemen. I wanted to ask Mr. Carlson if he has learned, as I have, that the Zionists really are not descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and are Israel. that they are actually basically from the Khazars and mixed Edomite, Canaanite, and other mixtures. And that is really what the problem is in Israel, because a counterfeit.
Hold your thought.
Listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III, rising fuel prices, financial collapse, trucker strike, North American Union. Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. My guest this hour has been Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. You can access his website, many fine articles and a lot of stuff up there at WHTT.org. Annette's question, Zionism is an ideology. It's never been a religion. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, but it's based on liberal Judaism, and liberal Judaism is a violation of the Old Testament. It's a complete opposite of the Old Testament. If you were to study their concepts, it's absolutely an abomination. And the what we have here is that a counterfeit is claiming to be Israel, and they long since had established a religion that is a counterfeit and opposite to the Old Testament. Now, I wonder if Mr. Carlson had ever heard of a Dr. Rabbi Abba Hillel Silver. 1949, in the publication Liberal Judaism, he made the statement that with the establishment of the Israeli state, the children of Cain were wanderers no more. Now, how do you like that? Now, you go to the Jewish encyclopedia, and the Jews are identified 90%, over 90%, with the Khazar kingdom and with the Esau-Edomite racial lineage. Not with Israel.
Should I respond to that, Robbie?
Please.
I think that those are interesting. It's an interesting historical thing going into Ashkenaz Judaism and the dispersion and all of that. Our experience, just telling you our experience, is we find that it's more effective for us not to get into Jewish history and trying to explain why the present-day state of Israel does not have a right to the land, because we're dealing with people who think they're Christians, and therefore we have to sort of deal with them based on scriptures. And what we've found is by going back and looking at the book of Genesis, where the Jews claim, where the present day Israelis claim they were chosen by God through Abraham to inherit this land, it's more simple just to point out that the people that are there now have no way of identifying with anybody 3,000 years ago. They came from Europe. However they got to Europe, it undeniably, almost all of the residents of Israel came from either Europe or Poland or Russia or someplace. They immigrated there, and they took the land from the Palestinians with the help of the British and the cooperation of the British. But they don't have any claim to the land under any right of civilized law. And as far as the Bible is concerned, the book of Abraham, the book of Genesis, if you actually examine the scriptures themselves, they don't say anything that would convey any property to anybody living today. It's strictly a historic story of a tribe called Israel that doesn't exist anymore.
Well,
and the present-day state of Israel, just as you said, the present-day state of Israel simply borrowed that name out of the Bible without any proof of any kind of any legal right to any piece of land whatsoever. So that,
well, Mr. Carlson, I need to refute that, if you don't mind.
You don't have time, Annette. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Annette, though.
You'll have to wait till next Wednesday. We'll see you next Wednesday, sir.
Yeah, I can be here. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Charles Carlson, WHTT.org is the web address. Till tomorrow. Say bye.
It's true. Gold and silver.